A little put a smile on your face, wiggle of the hips, tap of the toe, music for you this gorgeous Arizona Saturday morning at my house. You're with Rosie on the house, an Arizona listening tradition, Saturday mornings in Arizona for 25 years, where our team regularly gathers to bring you information that will hopefully improve the quality of your life. In the 10 o'clock hour today, we're drilling down on the topic of decluttering, particularly as it applies to all the paper in your life.
Way too much, don't you think? So much to keep track of.
I do.
Okay, so. I do.
That's why I keep pushing it.
And on my desk.
To your desk.
Yeah.
Honey,
yeah.
My dear wife of 36 years, sweet Jennifer, is trying to, you know, when she gets in one of her cleanup mode, I'm just worried one day I'm going to be napping and she's going to pull a body bag over me. Romy, when she calls you and tells you I've passed away, would you just wait a day or two and unzip the bag and kind of pinch my nose? Because when she's in cleanup mode, baby, there's nothing that won't be thrown away. She gets a little carried away.
Gonna have to tie a finger, a bell to your finger,
right,
like they did
yeah,
back in
right.
the bubonic plague days.
For who the bell tolls.
Not a bad idea.
Yes, dear.
Okay.
I'm gonna quit having fun at your expense, and I'm gonna turn the microphone.
I'm so used to it. No.
Humor's been a big part of our happy 36 years,
right? It has
been.
It has been.
Okay, what have you got for our listeners, darling?
Okay, so it gets kind of confusing. What do I keep? Sometimes you've got this last, you've thrown away, you've shredded, you've recycled, you've filed. What do you file? What do you have to keep? You know?
Everything.
Okay, well, do you want to know? Okay, this is a wonderful, like I said, Pinterest. You know, one of the little gals called in and asked, it's P-I-N-trist, Pinterest.
Romy, you know I have Old Valley National Bank checkbook statements from when I first got my first checking account.
Do you know why I don't have a place to live anymore?
Oh.
Okay.
I get close when I get going to breaking that 7 years of paperwork for tax. I mean, as soon as that's set, I mean, that's the happiest day. I can get more stuff out of this.
That's right.
When I got that first
Valley
account.
National Bank, they haven't even been around for 20 years.
Oh, some of the first checks I ever wrote. Sabah's Western Wear, belt, socks, and underwear.
One of each. That's all he had when I met him. Thought he was a farmer's kid. Yeah, anyway. So here's the guidelines for keeping track of the things you really need to save. Okay, so your ATM receipts. Like Rosie said, he would save all of them, but you only need to save them a month because they're going to show up on your bank statement. So you only keep them long enough to make sure
verify
that they've
up.
Gone through and it's the right amount and all that.
My
and
wife then, would have to give me an ATM card.
That would be dangerous.
You don't want one. They rip you off with those fees.
It's too much to keep track of. So then you shred those after the month. You shred those because there is a lot of information on those little pieces of paper. Now your bank statements, you're going to keep those for a year. And at the end of the year, you're going to get a summary, and you can throw the monthly ones away, but you're going to keep the annual one for 7 years for taxes, like Romy just said. It's the same way with your credit card. Save them all year. At the end of the year, get that summary. Ours automatically sends us one. I guess sometimes you have to request it, but there's a summary that comes at the end of the year of all your expenses. You may need some of those expenses for taxes or for returns, so you keep those for 7 years. Same as for your mortgage, okay? Medical bills. You keep them until it's paid off, and then a year after that, okay? Tax documents, of course, 7 years. How about your home improvement bills? Well, you're going to have to save those forever as long as you own the home. And at the time you sell, somebody's going to see, well, who did you use? You know, be a nice little file that you can hand over. These are the things we've done to the house, and here's the resources and that sort of thing. And then your investment statement you keep forever. So that's a guideline on what papers you need to put in that file.
All those 401 statements we get quarterly, we have to save forever?
Well, it says keep the annual statements.
I can tell you this.
And keep your transaction receipts.
From the third quarter of 08 to about the fourth quarter of 2012, I didn't save any of them.
Well, let's hope we don't need them.
I didn't even open them.
They're prolific, aren't they? That's a lot of paper. That's a lot of
paper.
Man,
why cry?
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you.
Thanks, babe. Appreciate the help.
Joan, Saddlebrook. Oh. Beautiful view of the Catalinas.
Absolutely. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Beautiful
corner. Doing great, thanks.
How was the sunrise this morning?
It was beautiful.
Always is.
I'm always glad when it starts coming up earlier so I can get my day going.
Yes, ma'am. What you working on today?
Well, I have a question about wrought iron fences. I have one. We built a ramp for a wheelchair for my mother up the top of the pool, a pool deck with the wrought iron around it.
Okay.
And, God, it just doesn't stay nice for very long, maybe a year. If we paint it, it looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was wondering, is there some special paint or a better way to do this so it doesn't have to be done every year or look bad if we don't do it every year?
Is this something you are doing yourself?
We've done it ourselves, and we've had our handyman do it. He used a spray paint last time, a semi-gloss. God, it looked beautiful for a while.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, I just had my 1963 Ford Falcon repainted, and they put something called clear coat on top of it. And I was wondering if that would work on a wrought iron fence and keep it looking nicer for several years or so.
Now, what do you do with that Fairlane? Do you drag Oracle Road on Friday nights?
I don't. Actually, it's a Falcon.
Falcon. Okay.
Yeah, a 63 and a half Falcon that I bought when I was 19 years old.
Wow.
And right now, I've put it in a few car shows, and it was so exciting. The very first car show I put it in, I won first place for antique and historic cars.
Bless your heart. That's awesome.
I was so excited. It was like almost like I won an Academy Award.
A Thunderbird what?
No, a Ford Fairlane. No, Falcon. No. Falcon. She's a Falcon. I don't know why I'm stuck on Fairlane.
I don't know. It's actually a 63 and a half.
Oh. Well, see how easy it is to get distracted on Rosie on the House? Listen, on your wrought iron, there are a couple things I'm going to recommend.
Okay.
Proper prep is going to be key, depending on what has been applied to it. Now, we're around a swimming pool. Can you tell me, isn't a salt water-based swimming pool, is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's gonna complicate things. It's gonna make it a little bit more maintenance intensive. But there is a paint that you actually electronically charge, and you apply electricity to the wrought iron and to the paint, and it effectively makes for a tighter bond when it's prepared correctly. Now, to do that, you're going to need a professional painter, and the painter that we've certified for Pima County is James Cruz. The company is New Frontiers Painting.
Okay.
His number's 320-7719,
okay.
And he's going to get out there and take a look at it, and he's going to get to his Pittsburgh paint store and pick up the product specific for that. You ought to be able to get more than a year. You say about every year you're having to touch it up. The salt water system is going to aggravate whatever finish we put on there.
Okay.
But between PPG, Pittsburgh Paints, and James Cruz at New Frontiers Painting, you're going to get as good and permanent and maintenance-free a finish as you can possibly get.
Oh, great. I appreciate that so much.
And kudos to you for taking care of Mom. God bless you.
Okay, thanks, Rosie.
All right, you have a great day.
Thanks.
And Romy's over there on the website Googling.
I wasn't around in 63.
No.
I had to go see what a Falcon looked like.
There's
some pretty ones.
Y'all there are? Yeah.
I like that.
And the fact that she's winning car shows with it, that's hilarious. That's
time.
Fantastic.
Had a couple convertible models, had
All
a
right.
station wagon model.
All right. Like you say, when you get to my house, it's easy for us to get off topic because I have so many varied interests. But if you'd like to talk about home improvement, we now have open lines across the board. Doesn't happen very often. 1-888-767-4348. While we're drilling down deeper with my sweet wife, we call sweet Jennifer, of 36 years, we're talking about the fact, some points on decluttering your life and your home and your house.
Got more points to come.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
What's point two?
All right, point two. So you've got things filed away. You've decided what Now you know what really does need to keep truly. Yep. How are you going to protect it? What kind of things can damage paperwork? Well, it could be a fire.
Mm-hmm.
It could be water. Why is that funny?
Oh, I've got this book I've been trying to read for like 6 months. And I think I'm going to have to buy another one. Because next to my nightstand is also a cup of water. And if I don't finish it in the morning, Remy loves to play in water.
So he's watered
your book. Water can damage paper is what
it does,
I'm saying.
Yes. Yes, water, thieves. We've talked a little bit about theft as well.
Come on, the pages are spread everywhere. There's little flakes.
I can relate. So one of the places you can put paperwork that needs to be saved for a long time is a bank vault, okay? And there's pros and cons to that. It's very safe, but it's not easily accessible. And if you put paperwork in there and you were to pass away, nobody can get in there. Even a person with your power of attorney cannot get in there. So if you're going to put
seriously?
Things, yes.
So does it just sit there indefinitely, or does the banker clear it out after a statute of limitations?
No, you have
something?
To talk to your bank when you open one, because different ones have different requirements. But a power of attorney is not enough get in and get that.
So when you open it, can you do like a dual, like if you were a couple, could you both get your names on it that
yes,
way?
You can do two names on, but let's say that you both passed away.
Well, let's hope not together.
Yeah, well, it happens.
Car accidents.
Hey, that's my grandparents, crashes. Actually. That's what happened at
Rosie's
the same
as well.
Time, too.
That's the way I want to go.
Yeah, let's do it. So anyway, let's do it.
Not right now. We've got to finish the broadcast.
So anyway, you want to be careful how you do that. So if you're going to keep it at home, you're going to put it in a fireproof box. But they can also pick up a fireproof box, so you can also do a very large vault and have it bolted to your floor and put the fireproof box in there. And then you're really secure from theft, water, and fire.
Storing paper. It's a little bit more to it than at first thought. So there you go. Another tips for decluttering, in particular as it relates to decluttering the paper in your life. We're going to take a short break and be right back. It's 1-888-767-4348 here at Rosie on the House, doing what we can to improve the quality of life for every Arizona homeowner.